The American Way, attack Christians?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
There's a group in the U.S. called People for the American Way. Now, it promotes itself as open-minded and in favor of freedom of expression. That's why American Way is in its name. And for all its claims to be tolerant, well, it's been engaged in a long campaign of censoring Christianity. They're even directing their efforts at creationists, even attacking our Answers in Genesis ministry. One of their reports was filled with errors. In fact, the very first sentence contained a gross mistake. It declared that Kansas had removed evolution from the state curriculum. Well, no such thing ever happened. You know, it's curious that People for the American Way attacked our ministry for being so dogmatic about the Bible, but they're the ones who are dogmatically insisting that our views are wrong and shouldn't be heard in the classrooms. Secular humanists are now even more devoted to censoring those who hold different views. Yes, People for the American Way, well, it's betraying its name.
How does the creation versus evolution controversy play out in the culture wars of our day? For some surprising connections, read our 96-page pocket guide, which makes for some fascinating reading. To receive it, call our nonprofit ministry and make a donation of any size. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Toll free at 888-89-ANSWERS or get the guide on our website of answersoffer.org.